Person killed and two injured after a fire at a chemical plant near Houston.
Our main focus right now is to make sure that we're in support to try to contain this.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, the fire coming 2 weeks after a fire at another chemical plant in the Houston area. A mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow closing down 79 points, the Nasdaq adding 20, and the S&P 500 breaking even. This is Fox News.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. And today I got a cut loose, foot loose, and that's why we're going to have four cast members from Prescott High School's production of the classic musical Footloose. They'll be in the studio in just a couple of minutes to talk about their roles in the production, which is directed by Layla Tenney. That'll be taking the stage this weekend for a few shows. That is going to be terrific. Also on today's show, we're going to have a visit right before the bottom of the hour news by a major celebrity who has dropped into Prescott and gave us about 4 minutes of time this morning, which I recorded. I think you'd be very surprised and pleased to hear from this major celebrity whom you've all heard of. And then after that chat, after the local news and state, local and state news and weather, we'll have a chat with our buddy Danny Fisher, the clay artist and instructor who is involved with all sorts of classes around town with kids and adults, teaching them how to shape their creativity out of hands of clay, so to speak, which is better than feet of clay, as we have learned in the last week in among certain people in our state, I think it's safe to say. Hey, if you don't have yet your reservations for the exclusive third floor meet and greet and cash bar show with Red Molly, the concert with Red Molly on the third floor ballroom of the Prescott Elks this Thursday, you can still call the Prescott Elks Theater at 777-1370 or go online to folksessions.com or PrescottElksTheater.com for your tickets and meet and greet Red Molly. Also, this being Tuesday, the Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 tonight is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So, hey, bud, let's party at 7 o'clock for only $5. And if you're back in school tomorrow, just keep in mind, no pizza deliveries, Mr. Hand. So always keep that in mind. Also, a reminder, we'll have no Q&A tomorrow because of a Diamondbacks day game at Petco Park in San Diego. Tomorrow, the pregame show is at noon, the first pitch at 12:40 right here on KQ&A. And congratulations to listener Amanda Como. She won two free tickets yesterday at the end of the show to see Mary Poppins the Musical coming up this weekend at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Thanks to our friends at Yavapai College and Michael Grady and the show's director, Nanette Hofer, who was our interview guest yesterday and made those tickets available. Congratulations, Amanda Como. We're going to be talking about another great musical in just a minute. We're going to be talking Footloose with friends from Prescott High School on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Primavera Online School, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. Diamondbacks visit the San Diego Padres Tuesday night at 7:10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ballgame.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:07. Let me introduce part of the cast of Footloose coming to the Prescott High School. It is Kirsten Cordova, Grant Routson, Judah Neese, and Isaiah Carmen. We'll start going around the table here with Kirsten. Describe your character in Footloose.
Hello, I play Ariel Moore. She is the rebellious preacher's daughter.
Which I believe in the original was played by Laurie Singer.
Yes.
Okay.
In the movie, yes.
And describe more of your character for us, the rebellious preacher's daughter.
She is super headstrong like her father, mm-hmm. and just wants to live her life, which... she's being held back mm-hmm. by this tiny town of Beaumont.
And if I remember correctly, her father, the preacher, was played by the great John Lithgow, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, what a great movie. And also we have with us Grant Routson. Describe your character.
So I'm the preacher. I'm the...
Oh, you're the guy. You're the guy who's holding Kirsten down, aren't you? Yeah, okay. Carry on.
I'm the oppressive father, so to say. Let's see. I try to... take every single citizen of Beaumont into my personal life and make it so that everyone can kind of follow the righteous path, so to speak, and that I can save everyone's souls.
And also keep them from dancing because it leads to harder stuff, right? There you go. Typical small town life, right? And we also have Judah Neese. Judah, tell us about your character in Footloose.
My character is Vi Moore, and I am Shaw's wife and Ariel's mother. And she is... a very interesting character for me to play because she's very different from me. I like to say what I feel, and I like to, and Vi just isn't that. She kind of holds herself back because she feels like that's what she needs to do to be the best wife that she can and the best mm-hmm. mother she can. And so it's really interesting to kind of dive into that and you know, find characters that think that it should be illegal that we should dance.
Isn't it?
It seems like a very... yeah, but I feel like we find a good balance between people understanding why it sure. is that we do what we do.
Yeah. Isaiah, describe your character for us.
Okay, so I play Ren McCormick, and I would also describe him as headstrong, very independent character. Dancing is very, like, core to him, so...
And you were the Kevin Bacon character mm-hmm. in the original movie, weren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So... basically he comes to this new town and everyone's trying to force him to change, and things don't get better for him until he realizes that he needs to change for the better.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Isaiah and Kirsten, you do most of the dancing in the movie, right? Or in the play, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. From the times you guys started rehearsals and everything, how tough is it to coordinate your dancing on the stage?
It is quite difficult because of our big cast. We have so many dance numbers, so many different songs. They're all pretty different. Mm-hmm. So getting everyone to do it at the exact same time is a little bit of a struggle.
Sure. You know, I've interviewed John Meyer, who was the executive director at the Prescott Center for mm-hmm. the Arts for a long time, and I asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tough is it to direct a standard drama? And he'd say, about a 7. And on a musical, say, West Side Story, which had fight scenes, dance, songs, everything, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tough was it? He'd say about a 6. So when you do a stage musical, plus you guys have a very, very interesting set, don't you? The set design.
Yes.
Describe that set design for us, Grant.
So we have a really big bridge, mm-hmm. is how I would describe it, right in the middle. They have different steps going up. There's a big top part, and then right through the middle, we can have some pretty important stage entrances. And that's the base of it. And then we work around that bridge for the entire show. It changes for each scene so that we can kind of use that one set piece for every single location.
Mm-hmm. By the way, while we're all here, after we've introduced all of you, let's give a big shout out to Miss Tenney.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness gracious.
Layla Tenney, we love the fact that you're direct. She's directing all this, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, and that is a big thing to do, to direct a musical. When I was in high school, you know, 1,000 years ago, my first love was involved in all the musicals and all the shows. And the thing that always got us, because I talked about this with one of the Yavapai College directors just the other day, isn't it amazing? Because you've all been in shows before, right?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how when the last show was done, you finally got it perfect, and now final curtain comes down.
Yeah.
That's when the tears flow, right?
Yes, of course. That's how it works.
It's just amazing. Hey, let me ask each of you, what kinds of college or career plans you have? Let's start with Kirsten.
I am going to be going to Yavapai College mm-hmm. this fall. I'm going to be aiming for my associates in performing arts.
Nice.
And I'm very excited. Yeah.
Good, good. Now, you are aware, of course, if you're looking for, are you aiming at maybe a career in performing arts?
I am, definitely.
And you are aware of the challenges in that, right?
I am.
See, I lived in Los Angeles for several years, and I saw all the stories about, you know, how difficult it is to make that. So you're prepared for that, aren't you?
You know, I like to think so.
Yeah, as long as you know that going in, you'll be well prepared. Grant, how about you?
So I have a different career path from mm-hmm. probably my fellow castmates. I really love the ocean, so I want to either join the Navy or do Merchant Marines or something like that, because I want to be on sea and travel and stuff like that. And if I can do that, then I'll have a couple months off, and then I can go back into shows and music and stuff like that.
Very nice. Plus, everything you learn in the Navy, you can use in the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It really is. Because I like to ask military veterans, what did the military do for you? And they say, it prepared me for the rest of my life, because they think about that every day. And how about Judah? Tell us what kind of plans you have.
I actually will be joining Kirsten at Yavapai College, but I'm going into radiology, actually, which is a 2-year program, and it's super great. But it's actually so that I don't have to wait tables while I pursue my acting in New York. And it's a job that I'll be able to work with people, and then I can pursue my acting, mm-hmm. you know, towards the night or whatever it is. So, that'll be super great. And my father is a professor there, so it's just
No, I didn't know that.
Yes,
part
he
of
is.
It.
Now, he'll be in the pit. You'll see his hands every once in a while.
You know, it's funny because I'm, of course, a radio broadcaster, and I live with my voice. But your father's voice makes my voice embarrassing.
Oh my goodness gracious! He just has the most incredible voice.
Doesn't
it's amazing.
He, though? I mean, he's got a great singing voice, but just his speaking voice.
Yes.
I just want to cover mine and let him talk.
He has
amazing.
A full ride master's degree from USC in opera performance, so his voice is kind of what he banks on.
Oh, man. By the way, and what you said about waiting tables, there's a lot more truth to that than people might know.
Absolutely.
The old joke about being in Hollywood, when you go out for dinner, your server brings you their 8x10 glossy and resume mm-hmm. with the
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you go for a ride in the Lyft or Uber, the driver hands you their screenplay and asks you to review yep. it while they're driving.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah, tell us about your school or career plans or both.
So
let me guess, you're going into the law.
Yes, they do.
All them in the law? Okay.
Well, I still have one more of high school after this. This is actually my junior year, but I'm definitely considering going into performance like Kirsten and Judah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
He's a junior. He's got a little bit of time.
But you know what? And that's pretty cool because, you know, my generation, we were supposed to make these lifelong decisions and stick with one career when you were 17 or 18. And then we go like, wait a minute. That's too young to decide on one career mm-hmm. for the rest of your life. And an awful lot of people my age didn't like the career they chose, and they were stuck in it. Nowadays, though, people will change careers 4, 5, sometimes 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because as you get older and you gain more experience, you find out you like different things better or you're better at different things, and you're free to change. So that's not a bad thing, believe me. That is really great advice. We are talking to the folks from Prescott High School's production of Footloose. We've got more coming up with them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at
Welcome back to Q&A.
Whoa,
it's not very often we get to speak to a true celebrity visiting Prescott, but we have that case today. It's the Easter Bunny. Welcome to Q&A.
Hey, DJ, how's it going?
Oh, it's so great to have you in the studio. We only get to see you once a year. Well, we are very pleased to have you in the studio today because Easter, of course, is coming up on the 20th of April, but you are in town doing all sorts of stuff. Who are you visiting in town this week?
Well, this week we went to Big Old Tire on Friday. They're one of our sponsors. And then after we leave the radio station, we're going to go to Walmart and pick up prizes for the kids.
Wow, what kinds of prizes are you going to get, or is that a secret?
Oh, it's a little bit of a secret, but there will be some candy and some delicious things and then some fun things to play with, like games or cards, but we'll have to see what they have.
Now, these prizes are going to go where?
We're going to have prize eggs. So we have three egg hunts. Ages 2 to 10 get split up into three groups, and each group gets three prize eggs. It's first, second, and third.
Now, when and where are these Easter egg hunts?
They're going to be on April 13th at Extravaganza and Family Arts Festival at the Civic Center in Prescott Valley, and the event starts at 9 and goes till about 1. The egg hunts are at noon.
Now, are you going to be at these Easter egg hunts?
I sure am. I'm going to be there all day, and I hope you are too.
Now, will kids be able to come up and shake hands with you and hug you?
Oh, everybody can come up and pet me and shake hands and take pictures.
Now, I have to ask you, I hope you don't see that movie Us, which is out now, because it's not real kind to rabbits, but you can have a lot of friends around town who are rabbits this time of year. But what about people who own rabbits? Do you have any friends around town who own rabbits?
I don't, but I'd love to make some.
Well, you can find out the Easter Bunny yourself. Where can people see you until Easter besides the Easter egg hunts?
You can come and see me at Walmart. I'm going to be there. Or you can come to Parks and Recreation and see if the Easter Bunny's around. Sometimes I hang out there, too.
What are some of the other good things going on at Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation?
We've got Gold Fever Day, which is going to also have badgers and bobbers. That's April 27th. And Gold Fever Day celebrates the pioneer history of our area. And badgers and bobbers is a chance to fish for free with police and fire. And it's all in one great event.
That's going to be a lot of fun going on. This is your favorite time of year, isn't it?
It always is.
Now, what are your favorite hiding places for those Easter eggs?
I like to put them right on the grass where everyone can find them. But maybe I will hide a few this year.
Now, the parents, and I'm sure the families, come with the kids. Now, what again are those age limits for the Easter egg hunt?
We start at age 2 up to age 10. So 2 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10 are the different egg hunt groups.
Mm-hmm. And who are the sponsors once again for the Easter egg hunts?
We have Big Old Tires. We have De Palma's Martial Arts, and we have Arizona Hometown Radio Group.
And we're proud to be part of that. Easter Bunny, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. We look forward to seeing you around town. It's always great to be in Prescott Valley and great to be with you around Easter. Thanks for joining us.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call Click or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Have you ever experienced head, face, or jaw pain? Me too. Have you ever wondered if your teeth could be the cause of that pain? The answer is yes. Chronic pain of the head, face, and jaw region is very common and can actually be caused by a number of easy-to-fix dental issues. If any of this describes your current situation, please come see me at Bradshaw Family Dental, where we pride ourselves on treating people like their family. For more information, give us a call at 775-9495 or check us out at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
D-backs opening weekend starts this Friday versus the Boston Red Sox. Get tickets for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday's game versus the Red Sox online at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Catch a ride from Tucson to Chase Field on the D-backs Express. The D-backs Express is a luxury bus that travels from the Foothills Mall to select D-backs games this season. Book your spot today at dbacks.com/express. Presented by Gila River Casinos.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Arizona Hotshots football team may have played their final game. There are reports the financially troubled Alliance of American Football will suspend operations after only 8 weeks. Brad Sesmet of Sports 360 AZ thought the league was on thin ice 3 weeks ago.
The costs were just exceeding the attendance, the television ratings and numbers. So surprised, yes. Disappointed, absolutely. There was a lot to this league to like in the way of development of players. I think where they went wrong was the thought that attendance-wise, they'd fill stadiums. San Antonio's done very well. Arizona has not.
There is some talk the Alliance of American Football could merge with the new XFL, set to begin play in 2020. A beautiful, mostly sunny and breezy week continues with highs today through Friday in the mid to upper 60s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Very windy today and this evening, cooling overnight to about 39, with highs reaching the upper 70s by Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, daily highs in the mostly sunny mid to upper 70s today and all week, and very windy today and Thursday, cooling after bedtime to near 40. Highs reaching the upper 80s by Monday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Chalk it up, Prescott. It's time to get down on the ground and release your inner artist. At West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's Foundation's 11th Annual Chalk It Up, April 13th and 14th in downtown Prescott. Free and fun for all ages. It's a family fun weekend in the National Bank of Arizona lot on the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma. There'll be live music, art, and of course, plenty of chalk. Learn how you can make a difference for the 11th Annual Chalk It Up Prescott at PrescottChalkArt.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information, or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Hey contractors, it's me, Sandy with YCCA. Plan to attend the City of Prescott Quarterly Contractors Outreach Meeting, April 10th, 11:30 to 1. Lunch will be served. Location, Yavapai College, Building 3, Room 119. Bring your questions, get the answers, and meet the awesome Community Development Leadership Team. Lots happening. RSVP to me, 778-0040. Don't be square, just be there.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:31. Hope you enjoyed the chat with the Easter Bunny. What a celebrity to have in this studio. Mm-hmm. We are back on live here with Kirsten Cordova, Grant Routson, Judah Neese, and Isaiah Carmen. They are taking big roles in the Prescott High School production of Footloose. I will ask Judah to tell our listeners when is the stage being set up and when are the productions of Footloose?
Footloose is this weekend on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and we have a matinee on Saturday at 2.
And you'll have the fans chanting, "Overture, curtains, lights, this is it, the night of nights." See, I grew up watching Looney Tunes, so I can't get that out of my head. Let's start with Kirsten. Tell us some other shows you have been involved in on the stage.
On our Prescott High School stage?
Any stage.
Well, last fall, I played all of Madison in the female version of The Odd Couple, mm-hmm. along with Judah. Last year, I was in Robin Hood and His Merry Men. I played the Sheriff of Nottingham. That was a fun role. And at the high school, I have also done A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was the grumpy mother, Aegeus. And, yeah, that's about it for this high school career.
Grant, how about you?
This is kind of my return to theater. I haven't done theater since like freshman year of high school, so it's been a little bit.
What brought you back?
Mostly Judah nagging me.
he's not wrong.
I love coming back. Before, I did a lot of Shakespeare growing up.
No kidding.
Yeah, wow. One of my favorite roles was Nick Bottom in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
I came in like to audition to want to be the hero character,
yeah.
But I got cast as this comedian, and I like fell in love with Shakespeare comedian characters.
Yeah.
And so I grew up doing a lot of that, so I'm good at like all the old English stuff. Like that.
So since you're familiar with Shakespeare, you know that since we're not in a theater setting, you can safely say Macbeth here,
yeah.
Right?
Not freaking out.
And Judah, tell us about your other roles.
Oh, okay. So in the last year, I've played Olive in The Odd Couple. I was Sarah Brown in PCA's season opener, Guys and Dolls. I played Princess Fiona in Shrek at PCA. I've helped to assistant direct some stuff with Park Avenue Theater. I've actually done a lot. I'm really, really blessed that I've gotten to work with a number of companies in this town. And so some of my favorite stuff that I've done was actually at Yavapai College, but mm-hmm. I also really love doing PCA stuff too. Fiddler on the Roof was probably one of my favorite shows I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to play Seidel in that show, and it was just one of the most incredible roles.
Oh,
so.
How cool was that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isaiah, how about you?
Well, this is actually the first show I've done in Prescott in, like, several years, like, mm-hmm. very long time. But every summer I'm involved in a musical in Wickenburg at the mm-hmm. Dole Webb Center. And I played the Peddler in Oklahoma, the Parrot in Aladdin, and Bert and Mary Poppins. So some fun.
I things. Also nagged Isaiah to do this show. So
nagging. Woman.
I really am. I'm the absolute worst.
But you know what? Sometimes it takes that. Have any of you ever worked with maybe a child actor in the cast who was kind of bashful and shy, but the minute they get on stage and become the character, you can see them blossom.
Absolutely.
We
Isn't
have.
That
His
cool?
name is Angus.
Yes.
Yes. Angus is our Willard. Angus is a freshman, and he has just absolutely kind of blown us away by the fact that he came in as like this like sweet little kid, and he's on stage kind of killing it every time we do it.
I'd yes. love to see
yeah.
that
yeah.
because, you know, it lets them know, hey, the first time they hear applause, you know, for the number they sing, or the first time they hear the audience laugh at their punchline, mm-hmm. you can see the eyeballs get big, and you can kind of see them like, ooh, we're going to do more of this, aren't we? Yeah. Oh, I just think that is so great. Because whenever you have a cast with kids in it, you know, some of them are scared, some of them don't know what to do, and then some of them you can see, yep, this is pretty cool stuff, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, this is great. Tell us one more time when Footloose is taking the boards at Prescott High School.
It will be Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we have a matinee showing at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
And when you get back to school, please give Layla Tenney a great big hug for me.
We will.
Absolutely.
And thank Ms. Tenney for setting up this interview with Kirsten Cordova, Grant Routson, Judah Neese, and Isaiah Carmen. Thanks so much to all four of you for coming in today for a very entertaining interview. Knock 'em dead, break a leg, have a great time with Footloose at Prescott High School.
Great.
We're going to take a break and come back with Danny Fisher. We'll be talking about shaping your creativity with clay on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we're going to lose Kirsten here any minute now.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:39. We have Danny Fisher. Danny is one of our buddies who comes in. We know Danny from her clay art and so many other things. She's such a creative lady. And Danny, tell us some of the things that you are up to lately in your creativity and your arts.
Well, we have a fresh wall at Bill's Pizza, so some of the artists that were there for Christmas were asked to come back, and then they got other artists. So if you go to Bill's Pizza, Microbrew Mondays is a good time because you can get a dollar off microbrews. My favorite pizza is Elton John, and I think it's only $3.50 a slice.
Elton John Pizza?
Yes, I know it's got artichokes. It's got feta and artichokes and black olives and that kind of stuff.
I'm trying to think of all the Elton John song titles that might apply to
you know, his birthday was the 25th and so was my 15-year-old's.
Oh, that's good. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Elton John pizza. How interesting. Oh, well, now you've got so many things going on with your clay art and different kinds of creativity with the different school systems and the parks and recreation people. Where can we start?
With the schools, I deal mostly with Humboldt Unified School District and also a lot with Chino Valley Unified School District. So Cole Young is now the assistant superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. He used to be the principal at Humboldt Elementary School, and that's where Mud Puppies originated 16 years ago. So there I only keep my classes at Coyote Springs Elementary School, Granville Elementary School, and those are the only two I keep going there. Just they're easier schools with a higher enrollment to go in and out of. So they didn't have an art teacher for elementary. We have the art docents and great volunteers. They even have a custodian that does murals at Coyote Springs with the kids. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. But they did not have a per se art curriculum, but they have a 2020 plan, and now they're bringing arts back into the elementary schools. They already started a few years ago with music teachers. So I wanted to try to give the kids more art than just clay last session. So they were 8-week sessions, and we gave them life drawing, which is drawing people accurately, and watercolor with real watercolors. And the kids loved it, but they didn't like it as much as the clay. So there's skills that they need to develop, and their new curriculum will reflect that, you know, as the years go by. But because they don't get to do it all the time, so I get my regulars. I have my same 12 kids sometimes at Coyote Springs. So they got a hold of watercolor and life drawing, and, like, after the first class, they've got their arms crossed, and they're like, boom.
Really?
Yeah, so it took a couple of sessions where they're confident, and now they like it just as much. But seeing that difference where they're all like, we don't even care. We just want to do clay. And then finally they're like, okay, we can watercolor. We can draw people now. Did you know that your head, your face is as big as your hand if you're drawing a person? A normal size person is about 7 heads high. If you're Michael J. Fox, you're 7 heads high. If you're Michael Jordan, you might be 8. But if you take a person, like you're crushing their head, and you measure it down, they're 7 heads high. Toddlers are maybe 3 or 4. Kids are 5 or 6. But a person is 7 heads high. So we teach them stuff like that, and they get to get on the stage or on the tables and model. And that's what we're doing with the school district. If you want to know the other stuff, let me know.
You know, how interesting, because when I was a kid, you know, 1,000 years ago in grade school, we had an art teacher come in once a week, you know, for each grade. And I was one of those people who could never draw anything. Can that be taught?
It can be taught, and I don't let anybody say they have no talent or they're not creative or they're not an artist, because some people make mead. Some people are the best cake decorators in the world, you know, and some people, numbers are their art, and they can, you know, describe and explain things with numbers that we can't. But they are learned skills. Like I said, those kids, when they first did it, they were nervous and edgy, and when I do the wheel and whites with adults, sometimes they're more nervous and edgy than the kids. But, yes, it's a learned skill. It's a practice.
You know, not only are you an art teacher, you're also a mom. And you know how kids are when it comes to finger foods, right? They love finger foods.
There's pickle juice everywhere in my house. They just get the giant pickles, the whole thing, and it just is everywhere.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, do you think part of the art thing with the clay is because of a tactile sensation of getting your fingers involved in it?
It's the same thing we do with the dirt. Studies prove that having your hands in dirt, like, lowers what makes people depressed, and it boosts their serotonin and their, what's the other one? Dopamine.
Yeah.
So even your hands in the earth, which is dirt, when clay is dirt, you know, it's going to help having your hands immersed in doing stuff.
That must explain why baseball players always dive head first the way they slide.
Right? If they run out of dirt, they could just spit their tobacco on their hands. And...
You know what? No, seriously. You know what all ball players used to do when they get a scrape or a cut? They just rub dirt on it.
That's what we say in the clay. We say if they accidentally cut their finger, just put clay in it because it's got kaolin, which is in kaopectate, and talc, which is in baby powder. It heals. That's why ladies put it on their face when they go to the spa.
There you are.
Yeah.
Wow, you get right down to the basics that way, don't you? Hey, what's this rumor I hear about your involvement with an open mic night?
Oh, we just went. My friend Rick Strock is here. We played in Pennsylvania for 4 years together and helped with each other's kids and made wontons and had campouts. And one of the only people I'm really comfortable playing music with, even more than my dear ex-husband, I play good with Rick. So he came into town. I haven't seen him for 5 years. And we did the Cheektones open mic, which is Thursdays at the Birdcage last week. But Rick's getting gigs, and we're looking for gigs again. We got called Outlaws by Trudy.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we have kind of that country.
In this town, that's a compliment.
Right, that's a blessing and a compliment. Mm-hmm. So we got to start playing more. I'm anxious to have the music aspect back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you play music yourself?
I play harmonica and sing. I've got some originals. Rick has a great original that he and his grandpa wrote called Hey Bartender. And we've got originals and then play, you know, country, old country and bluegrass.
Sure. Which reminds me, and this is something I ask everybody I ever interview who has any background in music. What kind of music did you hear in your home growing up? What were your parents putting out there? Either on the phonograph or on their CD player or whatever.
Are you asking me or you want them to call in?
No, it's for you. Well, what did you hear?
Waylon and Willie and Jesse Coulter. My first concert was Waylon, Willie, and Jesse Coulter, all three of them.
Can't go wrong with that.
My dad was a carpenter for the Stars, so to speak. So I got to babysit for Glenn Campbell. And Kim Campbell taught me how to put on makeup and told me I wore too much, and I used to fight with her over it. And she taught me how to twirl baton.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I knew Kim's father back
Did
in
you?
St. Louis.
Yeah, okay.
We could have a conversation off the air about
You know, he's got a pot, as far as pottery goes, Glenn Campbell had a fountain that was a big ceramic guitar that the water came off of it, and he had a silver dollar bar with silver dollars epoxied in it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Creative people are just creative people in many ways, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Hey, tell us about your spring classes.
We have some classes, and I'm really excited to bring things to Chino. One, because I live there, so it's really close to home, and I can, you know, just bolt home afterwards and check on the puppies. But we're teaching with Dallas from Parks and Rec in the community center, which when you're facing the swimming pool, it's right to the right. And they remodeled that recently, so it's got nice floors. I'm keeping it good and clean myself. I know they have dance classes as well. But we're doing a mudslingers class, which was last night, and I had my adults that were making garden picks and pinch pots and stuff, and we bring the wheel there. On Fridays, the first Friday of every month, I offer a free class for up to 22 kids because kids in Chino don't have school on Fridays.
Ah.
So from 1 to 2, you can sign up once, and then you can decide if you want to take my class. That's a charged class, and they can sign up once and make projects, and it's covered. And then we also do Mud Puppies, which is a 6-week program where they get to use the wheel and everything else. And then I have been the whole time I lived home in Del Rio Elementary School. That's on Thursdays. We do Mud Puppies there. And, Carolyn Reader's the principal there. And, I have a nice small class and there's a lot of repeat kids. Matt Santos actually covered some of my stuff over there for Parks and Rec. And he said, you know, what do you notice or certain things about, you know, is there a certain kind of kid in every class? But I will tell you, the ones in Chino, there's always a cowboy, and they're always very dexterous with their hands because they're used to tying knots and cleaning poop and whatever it is that they got to do. So they've always, this one made a giant snail with like a giant flower on it or something, but there's always a dexterous cowboy.
You know, it's funny because I remember covering a Board of Supervisors meeting a couple of years ago, and Chip Davis, who was then one of the county supervisors, was talking to a rancher, and he says, you know what, you put a young person on a ranch for 6 months, they'll never go wrong.
They'll never be the same again. No,
yeah.
They won't.
There's so many life lessons you learn being on a farm or on a ranch, and it teaches you all about life and how to be responsible, doesn't it?
Yeah, my kids got to go to a camp called Camp Pollen Circles, which is on the Indian Res. Mm-hmm. I traded a horse trailer, actually, with the Native American guy, and there was also grant funding that covered it. So my two white boys got to go out where they were the only white kids in the middle of the Indian mm-hmm. Res and do a camp. They butchered their own sheep. They used the felt. They ate it. They made jerky. Do you know how they get honey? There's a bee out in the middle of nowhere, and they follow it.
No kidding.
Yeah, so my kids were like, please don't leave me here. They're going to take my phone. Oh. And then after a week, they were like, I learned how to make a tincture if your back hurts, Mom. And we did this and that. And here's the felt I brought home. Here's some arrowheads we made. So.
And after a while, they didn't miss the phone, did they?
No, they didn't. But each year, they complain. At the beginning, complain. Yeah.
You know, when I went away to, summer camp one time, and I missed my television like crazy. For about 3 days.
What was it that you were missing?
Everything. Because I was addicted to TV as a kid. I really was. I knew every show on TV. It took about 3 days, and then I was hooked on the outdoors. And I imagine kids today, because I hear this from some people who have, you know, camps and things like this.
Yeah.
The toughest part is getting the kids disconnected from the phone. It takes a couple of days, but it eventually works. But
yes.
That can't be easy.
No, it's not, if anybody has kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know.
Oh,
we
kind of
kept it to a minimum till fourth grade, and then it started getting, then we had to give in.
Yeah. What got you into originally teaching your art classes?
When I was, I think I told this story before on the air, and I know I've told people a lot. When I was in first grade, my parents moved from Pennsylvania to Arizona, and my grandparents lived in Sunny Slope, and we were staying with them. And it was the end of August, beginning of September, and the art teacher put us under a metal pavilion with metal picnic tables in the heat, and I was out of sorts and sweaty and a chubby kid from back east, and the art teacher gave me two balls of really cold clay, red cold clay, and the first one I made was this bunny and its ears fell off, but the second one was this bird, and the way the sun was shining on my neck and felt warm, but then my hands were nice and cool, I remembered it. So I went to NAU at first for art education, and I remember the first class, my teacher was from the Ukraine, and we made pysanky, which were very fancy eggs with different layers on and stuff. So that was my first class, but I got sidetracked for a year because Johnny Flynn was one of the professors, and I took some Native American religion course, and he turned me on so much about different religions and studying, you know, how they live and their celebration and taking pictures, writing books. So I strayed a year and changed my major to religious studies. I came back from summer ready to start my classes, and I said, where's Johnny Flynn, my advisor? And they said, oh, he took a sabbatical and went to go write books with the Indians.
Oh.
And so I didn't even have him there for me. And they gave me, like, Judaism, Christianity, Judeo-Christian heritage, all in the same semester. It's the same book three times. So I went back eventually to art ed. Why did I do it, and why did I want to do the teaching part? I'm just one of those people-pleasing by nature. You know,
well, let me ask you this, because you're around kids all the time with your classes and everything. How important is it for a child at almost any age to spend time alone and have to fill his or her own time just finding things to do and being creative and filling their own time?
You'd be amazed, I think, at how many kids, it's right there in front of them, mm-hmm. and they haven't done it. Like if I'm at a family event or a friend event and people have kids and dogs and stuff, I'm the one saying, take off your shoes, get in the mud. We'll dance to this song and pulling out the, the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's all right there. And they just, like you said, they fight you. It's the disconnect. That's the hard part. So they all need to get dirty for sure.
You know, I used to tell people I've never been bored a minute in my life. Because I can sit there with nothing to do and start pondering things. I look at things around me and wonder why they are the way they are. And I guess it's just from being exposed to so many things as a kid and being left alone a lot
and of times. And failing, because that's one of the things in my classes with the younger kids
that's
and the
important.
Parents. They want to fix their heart and make their heart perfect on their ornament, or they want to make it just right. But you want these kids to fail, smash it, find out how to emotionally handle that and
mm-hmm.
fix it. And I think that toys and experiments, even in our clay classes, if I know it's not going to live, I'll say, remember, you may not see this next week because it's an experiment, you
mm-hmm.
know. I think those failures kind of go longer, they're good for you, better for you than you think.
I was taught years ago that failure is never fatal and success is never final. Those are two real good things to live by. We got about a minute left. Tell us about your parent-child workshops.
We have a class with Prescott Valley Parks and Rec called Little Lizards, and they are, I think we have five or six classes in that group where the caregiver parent or parent does work with the kids, but you're working on things together and separately, and we're taking the time to explain. It's really hard to explain to some very caring parents how not to, intervene on the creative process, but kind of be a team at it. So we're going to work on things like that, where the parent makes the bowl on the wheel and the kid fills it with things they want in their life, that kind of thing. So,
you know, I was going to ask about that because just, you know, being a kid, you want to kind of follow your own impulses. But, of course, the parental instinct is to want to, you know, okay, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Stuff like that. But you have to let the kid kind of follow their own light, right?
I always tell them, I don't know what I always tell them. I was going to tell you, and then I just looked at the time. But, yeah, just that not to compare themselves to each other, too, you know, because, I say that you know what you made. So my argument when a parent is helping a child make something look better and the art show comes and grandpa says, I'm so proud of you for making that, that kid inside knows they did not make that themselves. So when they hear grandpa say, I'm proud of you, there's a whole other lingo going on inside of them. Should I tell him that mom helped me?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So there's a whole other confidence issue there.
How can people learn more about what you're doing and get in touch with you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at coyotestudios.com or 610-823-3742. If you want to sign up or find out more about the classes in Chino Valley, you would call Dallas at 636-9780. And if you're in Prescott Valley and want to see what we have going on in the community room, that is 759-3090.
And that is Danny Fisher. We thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. It's always a blast to have you on the show because so many things are going on in town, and you make it sound like so much fun. It makes me wish I were part of the show. Hey, you know what? Coming up, or actually it was, Arizona Gives Day. We're going to go to a party about that in a couple of days, so you can be very, very generous with that. But just to let you know that some really cool concerts are coming to our friends at the Prescott Elks Theater. Coming up on May 17th, it's Queen Nation, a tribute to the music of Queen, of course. On June 8th, Paperback Writer, the ultimate Beatles experience. On July 12th, it's the big one, ABBA Fab, the tribute to ABBA. And on August 16th, it's Mirage, Visions of Fleetwood Mac. Those are coming to the Prescott Elks Theater. And also coming up at the Prescott Elks Theater, if you are a fan of Carole King, the Tapestry album, live in concert, the music of Carole King, that'll be coming up on August 10th. I had the unique experience of going to Los Angeles at the fabulous Pantages Theater to see the musical Beautiful about the life story of the amazing Carole King. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Prescott Valley. It's Tuesday at 4. Keep in mind, no Q&A tomorrow. We will see you Tuesday at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio. Southern Arizona Border Patrol agents say they apprehended 16 previously deported foreign nationals convicted of sex crimes after they illegally tried to re-enter the country.
There was a lot of substantial criminal history. I mean, sexual offense is probably the most heinous, and there's the sad part where a lot of these convictions were committed against minors.
State Representative Tim Dunn, who operates and owns a farm in Yuma, said there could be problems if the president shuts down the Mexican border with some of his workers.
I've got employees that have green cards.
charge who are upset when they found out they're being released. These guys have gone through the process illegally, working on our farm, gone through the Verify system.
Phoenix police looking for a man who attacked, sexually assaulted a worker at an animal clinic.
Phoenix police responded to that location for a suspicious person who was exposing himself and fondling himself. And this was in the proximity of that open business.
And Phoenix firefighters get an elderly woman out of her burning home.
They arrived, they encountered smoky conditions, very low visibility.
George Tedder, Arizona News.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right.